Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Da-da-da. Da-da.
You tried to go early. And
I was doing the fingers.
I
was doing the fingers.
Stop doing the fingers.
I have great fingers.
You look like every high school band teacher ever in that shirt pants combo with the finger. You made it. It's a Friday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
55 degrees right now. Going to be a beautiful 71 degree high.
Nice.
Cloudy, but it doesn't look like we're going to get any rain.
Take it.
So we got that going for us. A little rainy tomorrow, high of 57. Sunday, cloudy, high of 58. And then we're back into the 70s and 80s next week. Next week, it looks like the weather finally gets like nice. And it gives you an opportunity to go out and explore all of the things that Rochester has to offer.
Great.
And we are continuing to add new stuff every day.
What we got now?
Well, for example, there is a new cafe opening in Irondequoit.
Ooh.
On June 1st, which is that tomorrow? Sunday.
Coming up.
Sunday.
Okay, doesn't matter. New NYC Crepes and Shakes will open up in Irondequoit on East Ridge Road.
Crepes and Shakes.
Crepes and Shakes.
Shakes.
You want a shake? No? How about a crepe? Because we got both. Right.
It's an odd combo.
Crepe and shake?
Yeah.
Doing the
I feel
old.
Like it kind of goes together.
I don't see.
It's a lot of sweet.
So is Irondequoit a big crepe town?
I don't know if anywhere's a big crepe town.
Are
here.
Crepes French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You took French.
Yeah, I didn't take French well. Have you ever heard me speak French?
Yeah, it's French.
Okay. Excuse. Shut up.
It's French.
Just because you're dressed like a Frenchman don't mean you know no French, bro. You don't know
Les
no
crepe.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. For all of the ethnic food that we have here in town, right, that we are known for and is brilliant, there's like one French restaurant?
I know the one that's on Park Ave.
That's the one I'm thinking.
But I'm sure that there's got to be like another one that has French food. Maybe it's not fully a French-themed restaurant.
You're hip-ish, right? You're kind of aware of the restaurant.
Oh, she's connected.
That's what I mean. And if you can't think of the one that I'm thinking of, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, we must not have a lot of French cuisine.
I guess.
And it doesn't even look like the guys who run this one are French.
No?
No. Because
they're smiling?
It says, along with the crepes and shakes, they also sell freshly brewed tea, juice, dessert options, everything from loaded grapes to flavorful chai, a tres leches cake.
So is that a coffee shop then?
Kind of. It's what it sounds like.
But it's not.
But it's a cafe.
Yeah. When I hear cafe, I think of coffee. Not like shakes and pancakes.
No, but like it's, if it's French, cafe means like restaurant. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not kidding.
I mean, I've seen.
Oh, now you know French. You don't know no crepe, but now you know cafe.
It's all coming back to me now.
Is that what it is?
But Kimmy, you saw this story.
Yeah.
And you had a question about
crepes in general.
Okay.
I never
General
know.
Crepes, one of the worst Napoleonic generals.
Oh yeah, he got slaughtered, man.
I never know.
Lindo! For some reason, he was Latino.
Lunch the hot pancakes.
What? Is that your French accent?
What was that?
Lunch the hot pancakes.
That's all they had.
That's why they lost.
Yeah.
That's what happened at Waterloo from that famous Amazon. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
I never know when to eat a crepe. Like, is a crepe for breakfast? Is it a dessert? Like, I don't know what time of day a crepe is appropriate to eat.
Okay.
It looks like breakfast.
It does, but I know, like, that, like Simply Crepes in Pittsburgh, right? Yeah. Like, people go there for dinner.
They do?
Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was a breakfast joint.
No, I mean, Kimmy's right. Like, yeah. There are so many crepe questions that we've never had answered before.
I mean, I like a crepe, but I just don't know when to eat it.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy kicks off the first two questions. Is this a meal, or is a crepe a dessert?
Oh, I think it's whatever you shove in it.
No, okay, no, I understand. But, like, the standard, like, if I said, let's get crepes,
yeah.
Do you think we're going to get dinner, or do you think we're going to get, like, a dessert?
I'm thinking I'm going to get, like, a ham and cheese crepe.
Okay.
With, like, some egg in
it. So you want a savory crepe?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Savory
crepe.
Okay, so I'm with Kimmy.
These savory crepes.
Why? They eat crepes in Russia?
The Germans are eating them. This is a failure on your part.
This is
General Crepe.
You're literally...
General Crepe, you're discharged.
In two sentences, you've traveled to five different European countries with the accent that you trained.
Buckle up, everybody. What, it's going to be an interesting crepe. Friday.
It's like you're the Germans slowly moving across Europe as you're doing your accent. Okay, so Kimmy, I'm with you. When I think crepe, I think sweet.
Would be in it?
Well, like powdered sugar, Nutella, fruit,
like more
whipped cream.
Nutella's Italian, man.
Oh, my God.
You don't put no Nutella on French food.
Yeah, but luckily you grabbed it on your way across Europe with all those accents.
In my village, we had no Nutella.
Now we're in South America for some reason.
No, you can do rat lines. I think you can do a lot with a crepe, and that's what makes it confusing.
All right. It's like, kind of like bread, I guess. You slap it in.
But it's like
not
a pancake.
Bread.
Well, it's bread-ish.
You would not call a pancake bread.
But it's in the bread family.
No, but this is a thinner version of a pancake, which you would not call bread. So you're wrong. You're wrong person. And then going further,
what?
Kimmy's right. Is this a breakfast, lunch, or dinner thing?
I'm thinking it's breakfast.
Okay, but Simply Crepes, she's right, out in Pittsburgh. You can go get dinner crepes. And I don't know if that's like, is this a unique thing here where they're like, we're going to take this breakfast food and make it dinner? If I go to France, can I sit down and have a dinner crepe? Is that
what would
standard?
Be in a dinner crepe then?
Like you said, ham,
beef?
Cheese, beef, all these things.
Ooh, beef.
So when I was up in...
Montreal?
No, it wasn't Montreal. It was Ottawa.
Yeah, Ottawa. We are Ottawa?
They had these standalone like crepe restaurants.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man! You tell us then.
But that's like
international boy.
No, but here's the thing: I don't.
Like, you have all these questions.
International boy, I was in Ottawa. No, but I'm saying it was like.
When did you see people eating?
So it was like street crepes.
No. So somewhere in the mall, somewhere like it wasn't street. It was like Dunkin' Donuts style.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't like that big. And what I'm saying is,
they
were open all day,
mm-hmm.
and you could have whatever kind of crepe you wanted. Like there were some crepes that had like vegetables and chicken.
Oh,
I got
okay.
a vegetable chicken crepe because it wasn't cheat day, but I don't know, again, if that's like a fun take. Like, you can get a breakfast burrito at 6 o'clock at night, or if it's standard to do that.
So it's almost like the burrito. You can do it anytime.
No, I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah. Especially when this one that we're talking about, it's crepes and shakes. So if I'm also going to pair it with a milkshake, I see that it's more of a dessert style.
But that's double dessert.
Yeah,
you wouldn't get an ice cream and a milkshake.
You wouldn't get
a cinnamon bun and a milkshake.
That guy would.
So that makes it dinner. No, it's still too much sweet. You're going to lose a toe in one meal. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this new restaurant that opens apparently on Sunday in Irondequoit. It's called Crepes and Shakes. It'll be on East Ridge Road. But we got a lot of crepe questions that nobody has an answer to here. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Do you look at a crepe as more of a meal or a snack?
I would say a meal.
But you're tiny. Kimmy. Do you look at a crepe as a meal or a
snack?
So
he doesn't think you're tiny. Hey, big girl. What you eating, big? Hey, girl.
I did not mean it like that.
I do enjoy
a good snack. Crepe-fed girl.
Crepe-fed girl.
What you eating over there?
She's a Quebecian crepe-fed farmer girl.
I think a crepe is too much to be a snack or a dessert. You know what I mean?
But they
like I eat a really small dinner or lunch, and then I want a crepe after. Like, I'd have to save room for the crepe.
Okay, but counterpoint that.
What's that?
You go to a Red Wings game over at Innovative Field.
Yeah.
They got the crepe stand, and those people eat those as, like, snacks, like, at a ball game.
Yeah, but you kind of split that, right?
Wait,
like, you're not eating the whole thing.
I've never split a crepe in my life.
Wait, the Red Wings have crepes?
I know, never had the crepes at the Red Wings.
Well, okay, I don't know if they're still there, but they were for a very long time. Yeah, Simply Crepes had a stand inside Innovative Field.
I did not know that.
Yeah, you never had a ballpark crepe?
No. Like, if I'm going to go ballpark dessert, I'm probably going to get the fried dough.
No, don't get me wrong. Fried dough's great. Funneled
It's just an odd choice in a baseball game.
Well, no, sometimes you got to mix it up. I can only have ice cream out of a batting helmet so many times.
Yeah, so true.
No, they were good crepes, man.
All right.
They were good. I enjoyed it, but it
was. So you have a. You say the one person in the room that's had a lot of crepe experience
no, but I'm
with
saying,
a billion questions.
Even with
you've had crepes at ball games, you've been into an international crepe stand, and you're asking me, and I don't know nothing.
Okay, no.
And you took French.
But the point I'm making is I have a decent amount of crepe experience.
Yeah.
I still don't have the answers to these crepe questions. Crepeshins, if you will. All right. Is a crepe a sit-down food or is it a walking food?
Ooh.
Well, I think if it's started out in France, it's sit-down.
Yeah.
Okay, no, but like...
Because they sit and do everything.
Because it's not... Is it easy to eat with your hands? I always kind of thought you had to sit, like...
But you cut it.
Cut it
Because the French don't, like, use their hands to eat anything.
Like, the only crepe experience I have is, like, cutting one up.
Yeah. Okay, so...
If you're eating it French style.
But it was, like, a giant crepe.
The crepes at the ball game,
yeah.
And this crepe stand, the stands in Ottawa,
oh.
They would serve it to you in like a cone paper.
Oh.
So you would walk and eat the crepe.
Okay.
Oh.
Like,
I would rather sit and eat it.
Because you're a pansy ass
bitch. Why don't I get it all over me?
Oh, I don't want to get it all over my French shirt.
Yes.
Oh, no.
This stand on your shirt, it is a scar against all the Paris. Walking around with your filthy American shirt.
He's using all of his impression gasoline in the first break. Like at like 7:45, we're going to need a South American man. He's going, oh, no. What impression could he not do last week that was a very simple impression?
Oh, it was Carter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm President Carter.
And I went to France and had a delicious crepe.
What
and a glass
that?
Of wine.
It's actually a really good Jimmy Carter is what it is.
Yeah, pick up on that.
You know, what's the weirdest part about crepes is... Mm. The crepe has been around for a really long time.
Well, it's got to be ancient.
And everyone in America, despite the fact that crepe is a French food, is familiar with the crepe.
Yeah.
Like, nobody doesn't know what a crepe is. Yet, you rarely go to a place that isn't, like, a crepe place that serves crepes.
Oh.
When is the last time you walked
in? Oh, that just has it as an option?
Yeah, like, if I went to a diner, do you see, like, you can get blintzes, which are crepe-esque,
yeah.
Right? But that's not a crepe. I don't remember the last, like, diner I went to where they offered crepes, which is weird.
But you probably wouldn't order the crepe on a, if you're at a diner, like I'm getting eggs, like
okay.
I'm going there for a specific thing. I don't think of crepes when I think of that type of food.
I could see my wife ordering a crepe at a diner.
Okay.
Because like she kind of wants a pancake, but the pancake's going to be too heavy.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree. The sizes of pancakes have gotten out of control.
Yeah, out of control.
Well, what was that joint you go to where it's like the size of a toilet seat?
It's not. Is it Jim's?
Doug's?
Jim and Dave's and Doug's pancakes. That's why they're so big, because all three of them are eating one pancake.
Is it Doug?
Oh, my God. Why am I blanking?
I think Jim's is known for their pancakes,
yeah,
but I think there's another one, too.
They serve them in a pizza box.
Steve's.
Steve's, thank you. God, why did I go to that place all the time? How did I forget? Probably all your stupid accents throw me off.
Les Steve.
Yeah, they serve them in a medium-sized pizza box.
Yeah.
But, like, that's a shareable pancake, I hope.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to see someone taking that bad boy on by themselves. Because they also load it up with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like their pecan, cinnamon pecan giant-ass pancake.
Damn. But they have a pecan giant pancake?
Yeah, it's mad good.
That's insane.
Bro, that's not even the most insane. Kimmy, can you pull up the Steve's Original Diner pancake menu? You're about to have your ass blown away, bro.
I'm sitting down. pecan my ass.
No, like my, see, here's what sucks.
What's that?
I love their pancakes.
Yeah.
Right? Those pancakes are delicious. Bless you, Kimmy. My wife and I have very different sweet tooths.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like all of the bad sweet stuff, like chocolate and sugar and cinnamon.
What's left?
She wants, like, fruity stuff.
Raspberry and stuff?
Banana. Any kind of fruit you could think of. So, like, when it comes down to it, like, she wants, like, some kind of banana pancake.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because it overtakes the whole thing.
Thank you. Okay, Kimmy, what do we got for pancake options?
Okay, so you just want, I mean, mini M&M. Sausage, blueberry, mint chocolate chip, chocolate chip, walnut, pecan, apple spice, pumpkin, seasonal.
Thank you. She even did the fingers. Seasonal. Seasonal, guys.
Let's see. Snickers.
The Snickers one.
Butterfinger, Oreo cookie, Reese's Pieces.
And keep in mind, these are the size of five of your faces.
Yeah.
Grasshopper cookie dough.
Oh, the grasshopper one's amazing.
Is that like the drink?
No, grasshopper is like mint chocolate.
Chip, right? And but they already have mint chocolate chip.
No, it's slightly different because they have an ice cream at...
What is the difference?
Because it's a cocktail.
Oh, no, it's got Oreo and mint in it. That's what it is. Grasshopper pie is the ice cream. It's my favorite ice cream. It's so good. They have it at your joint across the street from you.
What's my joint?
Pittsford Dairy.
Oh!
It's the only reason I like going to Pittsford.
Is that why?
Grasshopper pie.
Yeah.
So good. Because you get like that big old mouth of mint chocolate chip, and then here comes a big Oreo.
Oh, that's nice.
Right?
Okay.
Surprise Oreo is the best kind of Oreo.
Chocolate brownie. Chocolate batter stuffed with brownies and chocolate sauce.
People are going to die eating this stuff.
Oh, my God.
Okay, see, I knew that, but now you've gone too far. Oh, this sounds great. You're all going to die.
You eat that and your leg's going to turn purple.
Which is also what happened to some guys at Waterloo during the Battle of Lake Crepe. And they were slaughtered under the supervision of General Crepe. This is the stupidest radio show ever existed.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The mark of a... Okay, let me try this again.
Yeah.
There will always be frustrating moments.
Oh, sure.
Right? Every single day of everyone's life.
It's a struggle.
And the mark of a man or woman is not... getting frustrated.
Yeah.
It's how you deal with that frustration. And if the allegations here are true, somebody failed.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. You want to take a trip out to SOTUS?
Sure.
That's where we find a 40-year-old man that is in some serious trouble this morning.
What happened?
Well, authorities say that he was having some trouble with RG&E.
Okay.
More specifically, police say his utilities has been shut off.
Oh, why?
I don't know. We don't know
okay.
why.
Okay.
We don't know why.
But
he was on the phone with RG&E trying to figure this out, according to police. And it seems he did not like how this call was going.
Really?
Because authorities say at some point
he
threatened to harm the RG&E office building.
The whole building.
Yep. Now, we don't know what that harm was.
Okay.
He was arrested and charged for making that threat against RG&E, taken into custody at the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, aggravated harassment. He has a court date coming up. So first off, obviously, never do this.
Yeah.
Right? What sucks here for RG&E, however, with the lack of details about what he allegedly said, And the issues that some folks over the last couple of years have had with their RG&E bills.
Yeah.
I don't know how much sympathy RG&E would get from the public in this story.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
they're on a tough run right now.
I mean, it's always been that way. Nobody ever likes utility companies
yep.
since the beginning of time.
And even though they've kind of, I guess, like gotten stuff together recently.
So they say. So they
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
At least we haven't heard any bigger problems, but yeah, it's going to be a tough one to recover from.
I mean, Kimmy, I would think if anything, and it shouldn't be this way, yeah. there would be sympathy for this man, even though he could have said something very scary.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the main question I have in this story.
What's that?
Where is the line of angry man versus you just committed a crime in this situation?
Hmm.
Because the story...
Where does the threat start?
Yes, like where
from my anger turns into a threat.
Yes, at what point have I crossed a line where I can now be charged? Because look, man, I don't know if there's anybody on this planet who hasn't at some point gotten into a heated exchange with someone on the other line of a phone
oh, yeah.
over a bill, something like that. Like, if he said, I'm going to burn this place to the ground...
Well, obviously.
Obviously a threatening statement, right? That's an easy arrest. But if he were to say something like, I'm going to come down there!
That's all it takes.
Are you sure?
I think once you say I'm going to come down there, sounds like I'm going to mess you up.
But can I make the argument, I'm going to come down there and handle this bill face to face?
Okay, but all right. Well, why don't I...
No, look, I get where you're coming from.
I mean, I think you're getting into that zone when you say I'm coming down there.
You're in the threat zone.
Yeah. You're not going to say that to my face.
I'm going
to
come down there. Like, do I have to make a clear threat? Where I am like, I am threatening you right now.
Like, I'm going to punch you, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But I'm coming down there, and we'll straighten this out one way or the other.
Okay, now that's the last part is what the threat
is. Let's forget about all the rules of this great country of ours. Let's go behind that fence. I want to fight you. I want to fight all of yous.
Creep, crumb, bums.
And you're a lush.
No, like, if I were just very aggressive, is that enough for me to get in trouble?
I mean, I guess it's how the person on the other end of the line feels.
Yeah, if they feel threatened.
Well, but that's not how the law works. Like, there are times where you can feel threatened. It doesn't mean the other person committed a
crime. True, but they could also report you, and now you got that on your hands.
But again, that doesn't mean I'm going to be charged. And I want to be clear. I am not trying to justify what this guy's accused of, right? Like, this is bad.
Like, what's the line?
Where do I cross a line into what I have done is now against the law? Because I think that's valuable information. For almost everybody,
like okay,
because you know when
they let it go.
Well, yeah, like, you know, it starts bubbling up. But there are sometimes you can't let it go. Like in this case, this guy doesn't have electricity.
Yeah,
right. Like you can't really be like, okay, fine, and then sit in the dark because you don't even have anything to take your mind off.
No,
something.
You really don't.
Can't even charge your phone. And also,
yeah,
pretty amazing. His phone was on. But his utilities weren't.
Oh yeah.
Well, I guess you could charge your phone in your car.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you also have to pay monthly. For said phone,
sure.
I would think the first bill that was going to go would be the phone.
I'm amazed at how many people I know that have had their power cut off, like over the years.
How long does it take for that to happen? Like how many bills do you have to miss?
Depends on the month.
Well, it used to be, I think there's laws now where they can't just turn it off right away.
Yeah.
But back in the old days, they
right
could
off.
Clip you right away. Because I knew guys that like middle of the night. They were late for work. They clipped their power.
No kidding.
Yeah, but I'm going back, you know, 40 years ago.
I mean,
and that was like Florida Power and Light.
I also thought now there are laws where, like, if it's cold weather months,
they can't do it.
Yeah, they can't come in and do it
because you could kill people.
It's a health risk. But I don't. Yeah. I think that's fairly recent.
Yeah.
Like, I love really. Yeah, you kill people. Obviously.
Yeah.
They figured out 15 years ago. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. We are talking about this 40-year-old man out of SOTUS. He was arrested after police say he had his RG&E cut off. He was on the phone with someone from RG&E, apparently got frustrated, and made a threat. We don't know what threat it was. He threatened to harm, the RG&E office building. He was charged with aggravated harassment, and we're trying to figure out what the line is. Obviously, threatening to harm the building, there's no gray area. That seems like a crime. But if I'm just mad and yelling and get to where I'm going to come down there, am I arrested?
Well, you could also be a nuisance. Like, let's say you don't get what you want from that person.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak to a manager.
Yeah.
Which I never believe you're actually speaking to a manager. They just go, hey, Chuck, you want to take this? Because I don't think there's some manager sitting in another room.
You think they're giving you a fake manager?
I don't think that manager exists.
What a weird conspiracy theory to have.
It's just to, console you, right?
They're just giving you another voice.
Well, it's like letting you have your power move.
Okay.
I want to speak to a manager or you're going to lose my business. Yes, ma'am, right away.
Well, this is funny about RJD. You can't really be like, I'm going to go somewhere else. Dave's power. But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, so let's say you get to the supervisor, the manager of the situation, and you don't get what you want. Mm-hmm. I think when you start pushing past that, you're starting to become a nuisance and a threat.
Okay, now you're doing that thing that you like to do, though.
What's that?
Where you make up laws. Because I don't think it's against the law to continuously call or keep someone on the phone.
Oh, I think you could be a nuisance and you could be, yeah.
You're breaking the nuisance laws.
Can you call too many times to a business that you need?
I mean, why?
Like, is that
but you're not getting your, but let's say you've hit an impasse.
Okay.
And you just keep calling up and yelling.
Okay, as far as I'm concerned, that impasse is, I'm not accepting that from you. Okay. I have this thing. I don't know why that would be against the law. I mean, you're not, I mean, I guess it's kind of harassment.
Yeah.
But you're not threatening. But is
harassing somebody close to a threat?
I don't know.
Is it under the same law?
Well, I guess so. If it's a...
Because you can harass somebody and they can say, you know, this person will not leave me alone. You could call the cops.
Is a crepe a breakfast or a dinner? I mean, there's so many unanswered questions this morning.
I get how, like, you could be banned from a store or banned maybe from calling a store or interacting with a store, a private business, but can you be banned from RG&E?
Well, no, because that would be like
that's what I mean.
Dangerous.
Like this is a weird situation where, I mean, they have to talk to you, right?
I don't see how they couldn't,
right?
As long as you're not like threatening to harm them.
Yeah,
in some
yeah,
way.
Yeah.
Let's keep in mind here too with this story, the allegations we got. Even if you are looking at RG&E, the company, as the bad guy,
yeah.
The folks who work there on the phone in the building, they don't own the company.
No.
They're just doing their jobs, right?
Right, and they have, a set of rules they got
to
go by.
Yeah, it's not like there's anything they can do to fix it. There's not like a bunch of electricity in the truck out back. They can be like, all right, here, be cool. Let me go get you this box of electricity. Don't tell anybody. Put the box in your car. Put a blanket over it. You know, it's funny. You talk about like the logic to this, and I guess when tempers flare and you get frustrated, all logic flies out the window.
Yeah.
Right? But never in the history of utility companies has anyone ever threatened them and got what they wanted.
No, of course not.
Right? Like, has anyone ever called the water department and been like, I'm going to blow up your house? And they're like, all right, you can have water. Fine.
I'm going to come down there and kick your mouth open.
All the water for you because I want my mouth to stay in one piece. Like, I don't, like.
Of course not.
Yeah, you can't really negotiate anything for free, right? You did me wrong. I demand.
Yeah, because again, it's kind of a monopoly. Like, it's literally the only game in town. How is that the only game in town unless you live in Fairport?
So I think it's like that all around the country.
Okay.
Right?
But like no, there was no one else like 100 years ago that was like...
I also want to do that.
Yeah.
I see some profit there.
Like, I mean, I know it's a complicated thing that probably can't be explained to us in a matter of 30 seconds.
But yeah.
It is weird when you look at all of the other businesses that like fight for your money, keep prices low and everything. Like, we only got one place to go for electricity.
Yeah, you only got one for that, one for your water,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
One for your cable, really.
Well, you can do satellite, you can do streaming. I mean, there's options there that keep prices down. It would be like, when we're talking about energy, it would be like if there was only one gas station in America.
Oh.
Right? Like, that would be strange.
Yeah, true.
And gas prices, you would assume, would be, like, much higher because they have no one to keep the gas prices down.
Competition.
Yeah. But maybe that would increase people wanting to use, like, bicycles or electronical vehicles.
Electricals.
All right, so what did we learn here?
Don't threaten people.
Oh, that's a good policy. Yeah. We have not figured out where the line is for what is a threat and what is just being very, very mad.
Yeah.
And Tommy says, don't keep calling because you'll be arrested under the nuisance law.
Yes, you're a nuisance.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We know that being a good dad is sexy.
Okay.
There are several studies, actually, that back this up.
Being a good guy.
Well, no. Like, being good with your kid.
Yeah, yeah, I get you.
Something deep inside a woman's brain gets activated, and they're like, ooh. And if a woman were to watch you be a great dad, it's easy to pull off being sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder, however, to show you are a great dad in a picture. But there is a father, Tommy.
He captured the moment?
Well, I don't know. He's trying to.
All right.
It's either going to make him look like an adorable father,
yeah,
or completely psychotic. You're hanging out in The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This is your one-week warning for this year's WCMF Rochester's Sexiest Dad Competition. You have until next Friday at noon to get your submissions in at WCMF.com. And this year's winner will be the proud owner of a brand new watch valued at $500 from our friends at Heritage Jewelers. Every day, we see new dads over at WCMF.com. We now have 17 dads that have gotten past the dong and crank test.
Yeah.
Again, they have to be approved due to the amount of open genitals that guys tried to submit last year on the Sexiest Dad Contest. And if you want, right now, voting is not open yet. We'll tell you when it has. But you can go browse all of the dads that have put themselves out there. And today, there is a man who is trying something that may be brilliant.
Oh.
His name is Nicholas, and he lives in Holly. And Nicholas looks like a younger dad. In this picture, Tommy, he's holding what looks to be a brand new baby boy.
Oh.
Like fresh out the womb.
Boy, yeah, infant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Itty bitty baby boy.
Little child.
So Nicholas, the dad, he is wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and a green like bomber jacket.
All right.
And this baby that he's holding is wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt, and the exact same green bomber jacket.
Man, how did that happen?
Nicholas and
did they make a phone call?
Oh, somebody go change. Nicholas and what we assume is his son are wearing matching outfits.
All right.
Yeah. Like the exact same.
Adorable.
Okay, so you're going to vote adorable.
I think it's pretty cute.
Okay.
Because you always see moms and daughters matching. Like, they actually, like, there are companies that advertise those outfits towards moms and daughters. I don't know if I've ever seen it with a father-son where they match perfectly. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I got some information I'm going to give you. Oh. But before we get there,
yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy,
yeah.
Let's say you're out of Wegmans.
Yeah.
And you see a parent and child out, and they are dressed in the exact same outfit. Like, they went out of their way in the morning. The parent dressed the kid just like them. Your first thought about that parent is?
Control freak.
Okay.
Total control freak.
Over the baby, which you have total control.
But, like, you went this far? Like, because the kid doesn't know what's on him. Like, it's all for you.
Well, and other people.
Huh?
And other people.
I mean, the baby's already adorable on its own.
Okay.
Why do you got to match?
I don't know.
What's the point?
Cute? Oh.
Yeah, well,
baby's already cute.
Yeah.
But adult, not cute.
No, I mean,
it's
like you're trying to jump on your baby's cuteness and try to ride that cute wave to parent town, and it ain't working.
Ride the cute wave to parent town?
Yeah.
All aboard.
I don't see it as a bad thing. Like, you're saying, like, it takes away from the cuteness. I think it only adds to the cuteness.
No, the baby is already cute. Yeah. You didn't add nothing. Your ugly mug ain't add nothing. With your whisker face, doing crap.
I would think it would be adorable if you, because you have a grandson.
Yeah.
If your grandson started dressing like you, or your stepson and his wife started dressing the grandson like you, I think it would be adorable.
It would be a joke.
Here. Well, okay. Either way, it's cute either way.
I think
it would help make you look like a softer individual.
First of all, he can't look any softer than he is now. Second, I don't think they make nurses' shoes in baby size. So, all right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Dressing your baby to match you, adorable or psychotic? You see it as psychotic.
Yeah, because I've known people that, like, let's say they gave birth to twins,
uh-huh,
and they dress them the same.
Yeah.
That actually creeps me out.
Wait, twins dress the same?
Yes.
Why?
It reminds me of, like, what was the Jack Nicholson?
The Shining.
Yeah, like with those
it's
little
It's only, like, the most famous movie.
I know.
Hey, we call that book what Jesus said, or what's that book called?
Genesis? No, but it does.
That's Phil Collins.
I find that creepy, man.
Okay. My wife used to dress my daughters like her all the time. They had a closet full of matching dresses.
Did it bother you?
No.
You want to check the
clock? No.
Yeah, you loved it,
no,
huh?
I mean, it is what it is. It's weird that you call my wife psychotic.
Oh.
No, I said control freak.
Oh, my wife's a control freak.
Your wife is. Any better.
Any parent worth their salt is a control freak.
Oh, now it's a good thing.
Yes.
Now it's a good thing to be a control freak as a parent.
You can't be a doctor and a great mom and not say you need to control things.
Because a second ago, the baby's cute enough. So my wife was riding the wave of the baby's cuteness.
But she's one of the good ones.
Oh, is she?
Yes.
I think that
she's doing it right.
I think that you have a very short window where you can do this with your children, where they think it's cool, where they want to match you. So take advantage while you can.
No, to Kimmy's point, when my daughters got to the point where they developed free will and didn't want to do it anymore, my wife was
devastated.
She was depressed. Like,
you make it sound
depressed.
Like a jailbreak.
It kind of, in her head, it was.
they got over the wall. They threw their clothes off.
You know, like, I think that she felt like she was like they betrayed her.
No, she lost control.
Oh my God. Hold on one sec. Let me.
No, don't.
It's funny you're saying this before 7 a.m.
Hey, honey. Tommy says that you're a control freak. Ooh, great text from my wife. Anyway, 252-WCMF, Nicholas, who is one of our dads and has submitted his picture for 2025 WCMF, Rochester Sexiest Dad. You can still submit your photos for one more week at WCMF.com. He is in an exact matching outfit with his brand new, what we assume is son. They're both in bomber jackets, white T-shirts, blue jeans. Kimmy thinks it's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy thinks it's psychotic, makes you a control freak.
Yes.
Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Ben. What do you got?
So, we're diehard Blackhawks fans, and so with my younger daughter, I got her a Blackhawks jersey, and she absolutely loved it.
So when you guys watch hockey games or go out, you'll have that.
Is it about the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Oh yeah, she loves it too. She always looks forward to it. She knows exactly what it is.
Is that psychotic?
The one I'm having trouble finding jersey or her jersey. It's my younger one because she wants a pink Blackhawks jersey, which you think would be easy to find, but it's not.
I mean, these are just some of the trials and tribulations of Ben.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think when I finally do get it, though, it'll be awesome, and we can all go to hockey games and in our Blackhawks jerseys.
Well, Ben, I'm pulling for you, buddy, and I hope it all works out for you.
All right. So have a good one, guys.
Great call. There goes Ben. It's Blackhawks jersey.
Yeah, that made no sense.
If anyone can find a pink Blackhawks jersey, reach out to Ben. He needs one very bad. So, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You said a second ago, you said two things. You said, first of all, it would be adorable if Tommy and his grandson dressed
as him.
Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, it wouldn't be hard for Tommy's wife to get a matching tracksuit for the grandson. He and Tommy are the same size. You also mentioned that this was a standard thing for moms and daughters. There are websites that exist where you can buy these.
I remember as a kid, like, flipping through catalogs that used to have fully dedicated to mommy-daughter matching outfits.
It's like you're in the lady army.
The lady army?
Yes. So here's your uniform, daughter.
Well, here's the thing. Kimmy, companies have figured out that fathers also want to do this. Or these moms. So there are now new businesses, websites that are called, there's one called Posh Peanut. There is one called Knucklehead Clothing. Even Carhartt now sells exact matching outfits for father and son. And it's entire outfits. There's a site called Kenny Flowers I found last night that sells exclusively vacation wear, like bathing suits and Hawaiian sun shirts. Same exact pattern, father and son.
Okay.
So it'd be like you and like your infant kid.
Yeah, and so we have the same pattern shirt and shorts on. They even sell matching shirt. Short dad stuff, and you can get the matching pattern in the girls' bathing suit.
Nothing says vacation like conformity.
I was just going to say, and I'm going to upset some people here, but it does freak me out when the whole family matches.
Why? Now, why? What, see, why is that stuff?
It gets a little culty looking.
No, that's called, religion. They probably have a nice farm way outside of town.
Like, if you're all dressed in matching linen, I'm out.
Okay. Well, you're telling me.
Now you're freaking me out.
A closet full of long denim skirts ain't doing it for you?
Father, son matching, mother, daughter matching. Okay, but like when it's like a group family photo and you all have on the same exact outfit, you've gone too far.
Okay, but let's talk about this. Because there are times, there were times when my wife and daughters would all be in the same dress and I would be in like, a collared shirt.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's 3 out of 4 looking the same. That's fine. If I had a pattern on that was the same, what bothers you?
Yes.
You would look like an album cover.
It's something about, about the full family coordination that just something creepy about it.
Anytime I see even like couples, my parents did this all the time. My parents would wear matching like semi outfits together, sweaters. They had matching Elk Lodge purple windbreakers with their names on them that wore them everywhere.
Well, yeah, your dad's trying to get pooned. What choice did he have?
Like, it just looks scary.
Okay, I get that two adults making a decision to match together. But this is a kid. It's a baby.
Yeah.
It's just a little baby.
Right, so leave it alone.
What do you mean?
Leave it alone. Like, it's not a prop. You're turning your kid into some kind of prop, so you could get attention for yourself.
Oh my!
Like you produced a child. It's an amazing feat, right? Of science. You made a child.
An amazing feat of science.
You made a child. It's not for you. Like you're at Universal Studios now. Come see matching baby.
You know, it's funny you say Universal Studios because places like that, Disney, that's where you see the most magic.
Oh, yeah.
You can see full family T-shirts, anything Disney-related, Disney-themed.
All right, as we talk about Nicholas, one of the dads who has submitted himself or was submitted at WCMF.com for 2025 Rochester Sexiest Dad Competition. Again, you can still enter. You got one more week. Next Friday, we cut it off. Kimmy, when I see a woman in an outfit matching her daughter, I assume that was mom's idea. Do you feel the same way when you see matching father and son?
Do I feel like it was mom's idea?
Well, no. Do you feel like dad's idea? It was dad's idea
I could see my dad wanting to do something like this.
So you don't.
So I'm going to say it may have started with mom, but dad was fully in on it.
Okay. Because like I'm looking at Nicholas here with the exact matching outfit as his fresh baby boy here. And we're sitting here like, did he try to game the system looking like a really good dad in the picture? It's also very possible that his wife bought all of these.
Of course
outfits,
she did.
Put them both in them. It was like, take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't think dads are in on this?
No. This is how women think, man.
I don't think you understand
no.
the
The pride.
And the okay, pride is a perfect way to put it. Also the realization, like, I created this.
Yeah, this is a mini me.
This is my legacy.
Yeah. I understand that, but, like, when you start doing matching outfits, I think that's a woman's touch. I think that's the iron fist coming down and going, this is what we're doing.
You plan your outfits 24 hours ahead of time.
Yes.
And you do not have, your wife has no say, right, for the most part, in what you wear. But it's her that would coordinate all this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I could see her going to Marshall's, finding something and bringing it home, and then making me go out in the patio with the baby and take a picture.
And you do it.
I did it with the fedora. She found a little fedora for the grandson, and I had to go sit outside with him on my lap.
You kind of liked it, though, didn't you?
It was kind of my thing, man. The kid's stealing my hat thing.
It was like
Sinatra. Get your own hat.
Sinatra and Sinatra Jr.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a hat over here. You're stupid enough to buy it.
But it would also bother you if that toddler wasn't in a matching outfit. Orange and blue, they don't go together. Why? They got them in two separate colors.
She's right about that. She's right. You know, the funniest thing about this whole matching outfit, father and son, you know, like this picture with Nicholas, brand new baby. They look adorable, everything. White onesie in the cool looking outfit. This baby, he's going to crap up the back of that outfit.
Well, and he's going to yellow up the front.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's not a matter of
it's temporary.
It's a matter of when he will have a blowout and just destroys that entire outfit. So you start your day, like, in a silly matching outfit, only for your son to end up in, like, one onesie that you had as an emergency with an elephant on it when he destroys that thing with poo. And now you're just in a bomber jacket and white T-shirt, looking like you're trying to be an extra Top Gun.
You look like you got shot down. I'm it. We're red in the butt. I'm trying to bring her in.
It's Friday, don't that mean?
Can I speak to Captain Grape, please?
Captain Grape?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.